Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's October 3rd, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, buddy, how's it going this week?
Yeah, pretty good. A busy week. Lots of releases, new projects.
Yeah, it's one of those weeks where it makes me sad because there's lots of really, really pretty miniatures out there, and they deserve a better paint job than I would ever give them. One of these days, I'm going to sit down and learn to paint, Antoine. And then watch out. I'm coming for you. Okay.
Don't you have a silver in an open painting competition or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you don't know how to paint. That's true.
I've got one award from ReaperCon where, you know, it's a very casual competition.
Still.
Yeah. I did okay. But I was looking at that tank you painted for 3D Wargaming that you put up on your blog this week. Amazing job, sir. Amazing.
Thank you. It's fun. I'm really happy doing that project for them, painting some of the releases and upcoming stuff for their Kickstarter, just for the how it lets me learn weathering and tank weathering, because I never touched that before. I mostly do fantasy, and the few vehicles I've painted for sci-fi games, I didn't re-weather, so that's fun.
Yeah, it came out amazing. Looking forward to what you do for them next. All right, well, we should probably get this started, because it's already almost 11 p.m. So, as always, we're going to start with our new releases, and then we're going to go into our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. So first on the new releases, a little company called Forge World, Legio Custodes Orion Assault Dropship.
This is a big model. It's on pre-order until October 6th, so the end of this week, so it's not for long. It's a big assault dropship for your Custodes, like the title mentioned. It doesn't look like anything else in the line, right? Really. No, kind of have the two giant thrusters on the side kind of are reminiscing of their smaller tanks. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, it looks more like a flyer or a dropship than almost anything else Forge World did for the Astartes.
Well, it's like a flying brick, but unlike the regular Space Marine stuff, it's got rounded edges.
Yeah.
So it's slightly more aerodynamic. But only slightly. It certainly fits the look, the aesthetic they've gone for with the Custodes stuff. So I'm not complaining. Yeah. And you are correct. It is a big ass model. I'm going to guess that it's roughly the length and width of a Land Raider, but with wings and thrusters on the sides.
Maybe
a bit longer than the Land Raider is.
Yeah, I think so.
Like Spartan sized. So it's like a Spartan with wings. It's pretty cool looking, though. I have to admit. And I think for the size of the model, considering it's Forge World and all resin, the pricing's not as there's not as much sticker shock as I expected. At £275, I mean, it still makes it a $500 model. But all things considered,
you've seen the model compared to the base. The base is 160 millimeter.
Yeah, I'm looking at. There's a picture of the model with a Space Marine next to it.
Yeah.
So I'm using that as my point of comparison. It is quite big. There is no doubt.
Yeah. Okay. Go. That's it.
All right. Next up, Spiral Arms Studios, The Broken, a new faction for Maelstrom's Edge.
And we were both mentioning earlier that before recording that we thought the game was dead.
So it's nice to see they're coming out with stuff.
So not only are they coming out with new stuff, even a new faction, the Broken being their kind of a ragtag faction of everybody who's coming from the slum and left from not the major factions, and tagging together all kind of races. So this is their first kit. It's a plastic kit. You get it's all. all the separate bits. Even the ends are not molded on the weapon, so you can mix and match. You have a bunch of different heads, human, aliens, different body types, male, female. So you can mix and match as you like. And they also mentioned that they do fit with the Karis and Epirian line, their other two factions, if you want to do like separatists for those forces.
Yeah, it's a very, very cool kit. I mean, the models, the plastics look very well detailed. They've got some pictures of like assembled squads, and they look pretty awesome. They seem to have like there's a fish guy that they're using as an example, and I love the way he looks. This could be, let's be honest, the scale's the same. So, I mean, this could totally be maybe a conscript squad for Imperial Guard or something like.
Absolutely.
You're throwing in all your alien rabble.
You can probably mix them
meat grinder troop.
Other people.
Yeah, but
For like probably some of the Imperial Guard or Astromilitarum line, you can probably mix and match.
That's true. That wouldn't surprise me. Since the Cadians are two parts at the waist like this, there's like a top and bottom half of the model, I wouldn't be surprised if they're similar sizing.
So, the pack, the sprues contain enough for 12 models, and it's $27.75.
That's a good deal. That is a very good deal for plastic. All right. Next up, Carol Ruddick Art, Yggdrasil, on pre-order.
So, this is a bust. Well, we also always say bust, but this is waist up. Of what is that? A lich or a...
I don't know. So I saw the name and I saw like the far away shot and I thought it was one thing. I thought it was a tree man, but zooming in, it's definitely not a tree man. Because I thought it was a Yggdrasil, the Norse mythology world tree.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely some sort of undead something, and I don't know if you saw, but he's got like a screaming face in his belly with like a hand over it,
yeah,
trying to stifle it.
There's also a snake on his shoulder,
yep,
and all kind of spikes on his head. So,
and the little
a cool, strange undeady bust.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's a lich because it seems like he's cut out his heart. There's a big scar there, so he probably has a phylactery somewhere. That's a very well-detailed, wicked, cool-looking model.
Mm-hmm.
If you like undead, that would be definitely something worth painting.
It is a bigger scale model. It's a 1/10, so it's about 130 meter high. The piece, it's on pre-order until the end of November. And while it's on pre-order, you get €10 off the price. So you're paying €55 right now, and it's going to be €65 when it's coming out on the 25th of November.
And at 130 millimeters tall, that's a big model, so that price is very, very fair. That's actually a deal, let's be honest. All right. What do we got next?
Another bust.
Yeah, Kama Miniatures, Akina on pre-order.
And bust is the right word in that case. It's
she's endowed.
She's endowed. So you have a female bust, waist up. She has kind of a Asian-looking hairstyle with the chopsticks in the air, and she has an owl on one of her shoulders.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, it has kind of a more cartoony.
Yeah, very style anime style giant eyes, right?
Yeah, and even just the proportion, the roundness of the piece.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see when painted because the bear sculpt, the eyes are kind of misleading.
Yes,
like they look odd, but I'm sure painted it would look fine.
I really like that one.
Yeah, it's a very very nice piece.
We don't have much more detail about it, except that it's on pre-order right now. It's linked to a Facebook page where you need to contact the guy by email. There's no price, no date. You only have the sculpt and the name to go from. So we can't comment on the price or the scale.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Hey, you know what? It'd be worth emailing them to get pricing just so we can maybe revisit this next week and put a little footnote in the podcast.
Yeah, we could.
We should maybe do that. All right. Next up, Valkyra Miniatures, Husaret, on pre-order.
So they have a line of pin-up historical models. So this is a female Hussar with the non-historical molded breast armor.
Yeah, she's not falling out of her armor, which is nice.
No, that's true.
I mean, the also non-historical, you know, high-heeled thigh leather boots.
Mm-hmm.
So she's definitely feminine and definitely, I guess, sexy, but not over the top. Not as much as other pinups we've seen, let's put it that way.
Yeah, sure.
I think it's a very good balance between attractive and historical.
Yeah, it's right the edge really well. So this is a 75 millimeter scale model.
70. It's 70 mil.
Oh, yeah, 70, yeah. I said 75?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's very close anyway, but yeah. 70, it's resin, and it's on pre-order until the second week of October with a 10% discount.
Right, and it's... I'm looking at the pricing, but I'm getting it in...
Oh, that's...
something not US dollars.
To CAD. Those are Polish zloty. It's about 75 Canadian dollars.
Oh.
Or $5 for our US listener. No, $50 for our US listeners.
And it's also important to mention that it's not just the model, but it's also like a
base and a backdrop.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a picture of the casts, and they look amazing. Extremely well detailed. All right. And here I am messing with the dock. Give me 1 second. All right. Next up, Black Sun Miniatures Guardian on pre-order.
This is another big model, 75. This time it's really 75 and not 70 scale. However, it's a big model, so it comes to about 100 millimeter from bottom to top of the head. It's kind of a giant guardian robot. Almost have a Aztec style to it.
I was going to say, it looks kind of like makes me think Dark Age.
Yeah, absolutely. And in front of him, there's a small boy pointing. And the small boy is half of his size, so it's really smallish.
Now, there seems to be an alternate way to build the model with like a carrier on the back and the boy standing in it.
Yep.
And that is interesting. And actually, there's a picture of it in someone's hand, so you can really see how big that model is. It's very, very large. Yeah, altogether, very, very neat model.
It's probably a short assemble. There's 27 resin pieces.
Yeah. But Black Sun always has gorgeous stuff. And this is no different. And at £55 for a model this size, as with all their other stuff, it's just a great price. Yeah, I got to stop looking at stuff on their website because, again, it just makes me want to order stuff all the time to add to my piles of stuff that are unpainted. All right. What do we got next? Chimera models. Hamelin, the Bard of Twilight.
So this is... Will you go for a cartoony? It kind of have a... Kind of Alice in Wonderland style for me.
Yeah, it makes me think of
like the crooked hat and the strange small creatures that he's controlling.
Yeah, what's the Tim Burton? It's very Tim Burton-esque, I find.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, very, very cool take on Hamlin. Wasn't he a piper?
Yeah, I think so.
It is Hamlin, right? Led the rats out of the town or whatever. That's the...
I never knew the name. I think the tale that I heard younger, it was just the piper. There was no name associated to it.
But
there's a model in Manifold that's called Hamlin, which is also a rat piper. So I'm pretty sure you're right. I just don't remember the name from when I was young and reading that tale.
Anyway, it's hardly relevant, but it's very, very cool looking. I love the little spirits that he's got around the base. They're all very characterful. And the details are just gorgeous. What do we got for a price on this? So at 41, I'm rounding up a couple pennies, 41 euros. So that's going to bring in about $65 Canadian?
Yeah. 65
to 70? There.
Yeah.
So
for a 75mm model plus the four imps?
Yep. That's very cool. And does he have a base? Is it a special base? It looks like it. I don't know if that's included though, or if it's just the plinth they did the demo on. That may just be the plinth he's standing on.
Yeah, $60.
Oh, it's
Canadian.
That is a crazy good price. Yeah, it's funny. I keep looking at and seeing more details that I missed the first couple times. Very cool. All right.
Oh yeah, yeah, me too.
And next up, we have Black Crow Miniatures Wraith. This is the week of big figs.
Yes.
Goodness.
It's a. The sculpt of a Wraith, the name is pretty clear. It's big, 132 scale, so about 90 meter high. The Wraith is free-floating. It's really a spirit undead. There's no, like, the bottom half is just a flowing cloak.
Cloak, yeah.
And it's standing kind of a pillar or something that's touching the bottom of the cloak to make it stay up.
Yeah. It is extremely well detailed. It is a gorgeous sculpt.
That is an amazing piece. Really, really... I don't want to say fiddly, but...
intricate, I think
that's what you're intricate, talking. yeah, intricate. Small pieces, really, like... chains, all some the, small the, chains going down.
The bones hanging off his belt with the flasks and like the hourglass. And
yeah. And you look through the rib cage, there's nothing between that and the bottom of his armor. You just see the
spinal cord
in the back next to the cloak. Yeah, it's an amazing piece.
Yeah, and it comes in at 40 euros. Oh, but it says...
Oh, it's out of stock. Damn.
That wasn't a limited release, was it?
Not from what I saw. Hopefully it will come back up soon. I saw it published like yesterday.
Well, I guess we're not the only people that thought it was really impressive. So definitely keep an eye out for it because it is a gorgeous model. And at 40 euros, that's going to be a steal. Like, you want to grab someone's attention in a painting competition or something. This is the model you do it with.
It's another piece that has a bunch of detail we don't see because in the back, there's a scabbard and the shield strapped to the remains of his armor. That you don't see from the front, like the double layer cloak, all the small holes and how it's degraded at the bottom. It's a fantastic sculpt.
Unbelievable. Hopefully that comes back in. All right. That finishes our regular releases. Now we're on to the Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. And first up this week, it's a MicroArts Studio, Tabletop Battlefields.
So this is a series of terrain pieces for different teams. Some of those, they already had similar pieces out in the same team, but they're coming out with a whole set of terrain for each team. So the first one, what's the name? Toast City, which they already have some pieces for. So now you can get a bunch of either standing or destroyed the ruins pieces for it in different scale. And the second one is their outpost with the same thing. You get the either standing building or the ruined versions.
Now, what are these made out of? Is this their foam, their hard foam?
I've not looked enough into it, but I think it's the same.
Because it's certainly not their MDF.
Oh, no, for sure, no. It's probably their expanding foam or something like that.
Yeah.
I have a couple of those, and they are really nice and pretty durable.
Yep.
Yeah, their special polyurethane foam, which is well known for its durability. That's what they say, at least.
Yeah, because I know I painted, or helped paint, I should say, some for some tables at an event we ran a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to paint up really nicely, and
well, they also have mats that fit with the terrain,
mm-hmm.
if you want.
So you can buy the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
All right, so let's look at the numbers.
And they have a different style, another style, which is the Hive table, if they get to that stretch goal, which also come with a mat and a whole set of terrain for it, for our talented players.
Yeah, that really screams Zerg, the way they've got it set up.
Yeah.
All right, so they have a goal of $20,000. They're currently $8,538 with 20 days left to go. So if they hit their target, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on October 23rd, 2017.
Pretty good. They launched 2 days.
Yeah. So they're nearly halfway there. All right, next up, Alchemist Miniatures. Alchemy Blitz Starter Box.
So, this is a new... Alchemy switched hands a bunch of times.
Yeah. And talk about games you thought were dead, right?
Yeah. Well, that one, at least I saw some news about once in a while.
Yeah.
In some French forums or some local post. So, this is for a new starter box and a bunch of new miniatures for it. So, to ease people into getting into the game. So, two new factions also. So, they want people to be able to play. And it's two existing factions in the new two-player star. I have the name in French, Triade de Jade, so Jade Triad. And the République Caliman, which is lion people.
Yeah, and Alchemy is one of those games that's had quite the history. So it's nice to see them being able to launch something and try and make it work. I know they've been trying to build the community in Europe for a long time now,
mm-hmm.
since they got the rights to the game again. So it's pretty cool.
And some of their sculpts are amazing.
Well, it's different, right? And it's nice to see something that's different. It's not traditional fantasy. It's not steampunk, it's not post-apocalyptic Mad Max. Like, it's a very unique IP. Kind of Arabian Nights meets... Well, there's everything, right? There's all kinds of different cultural references in the line. That's really cool. And it looks like it is going to do well. So, it's at 12,000 euros was their goal. And they're at 12,239 euros. So, they're already funded with 12 days left to go. So, this Kickstarter should be fully funded on October 15th, 2017. Next up, Zealot Miniatures, Twisting Catacombs, a Minotaur Horde.
The name says it all. You want well-cast, big Minotaurs, either for your armies or for RPGs. That's the Kickstarter you want to look for.
Man, these are awesome.
Yeah, they are the best Minotaur skulls I've seen.
Yeah, like if I was playing, if I was playing Age of Sigmar and doing like a Beastman army,
and I'd be doing Minotaur a Minotaur general with the two-handed weapon.
I'd be doing a Minotaur army. There wouldn't be any other Beastmen in there. It's just
they look really, really good, and they have a bunch of different skulls. It's not just one or two. There's a big general. There's a standard bearer, one that looks like a hero model. They also have a slew of an unfold four small adventurers that can be killed by your giant minotaurs.
And they've got the traps, the villagers imprisoned, where it's a bunch of people crammed into a box that are obviously way too small for the number of people in them.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's even a
Minotaur.
The female Minotaur with underboob, because, you know.
There's two.
Underboob is important. Well, only one of them has underboob. I didn't see the other one down below it. The underboob stopped me in my tracks.
Yeah.
Jeez. Designed for gamers by gamers, okay. But I won't let that detract me from the rest of the models. Very, very cool. Shipping to Canada is $30 Canadian. Shipping to the US is $21 US. You're looking at 59 pounds for the four core Minotaurs.
Yep.
And the right to buy add-ons. Oh, sorry, reward no longer available. Hold on.
It's still there, it's just not you.
Hmm? No, I was looking at the early herd by accident.
Yeah, but there's the herd, which is 59 too. With the four model.
Oh, it's just up at the top. Sorry, it's just
the early bird came with the adventure as a bonus.
Yeah. Sorry, I'd scrolled. I was at the bottom of the list, and I didn't realize there was more above it.
No, not even that.
I'm not sure what you got. Anyway,
yeah, I think the early bird doesn't look like it was coming with anything else special. Might be why it has been removed.
Yeah.
Not too sure.
The other thing is individual Minotaurs are 16 pounds, but if you're shipping to Canada and it's $30 to ship, there's probably no point in buying one Minotaur.
Well, yeah. So,
get your money's worth. Buy a bunch. Buy a herd. All right. So, apparently we're not the only people that think this is cool, because they were looking for 6,000 pounds and they're at 20,000 pounds. With 17 days left to go. So this Kickstarter should be fully funded October 20th, 2017. Next up, Westphalia Publishing, Bards and Beasts.
So Westphalia. We've mentioned them recently. Where they have the Elfman. The owner is now living in Montreal, so local to us. And by the way, we have a contest running for that. So go back to our last main show, episode 42. Listen how you can take part and contact us and get your name in the list for the drawing. So now that that's said, this is a smaller Kickstarter. It's a bunch of skulls for monsters and adventures that have been privately commissioned, and they didn't want to have them lost because they like the model so much that they are doing a Kickstarter for it. So it's three monsters and three adventurers. The monsters are, there's a Ross monster, an owlbear, and what's the name of that last one, the giant insecty one?
Ascaris.
Looks like a Umber Hulk.
Yeah, exactly.
I think is the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the pledge works. You get a monster with one of the adventurer. There's three different pledges for that, for the three different monsters. Or you get a small rebate and get all six models at the same time.
Yeah, and it's pretty neat little package. The monsters look cool. They get a little bit of a cartoony feel to them, but not too much. I really like them. And the pledges start at 20 pounds for the owlbear and go up to 25 for the bigger.
Yeah, the Scarabtus. So,
very, very similar. All right. They're looking for 800 pounds. They're currently at 4,495 pounds with 6 days left to go. So this Kickstarter should be fully funded on October 9th, 2017. And last but not least, Last Sword Miniatures, the Elven Lords.
So this is a line of Elven miniatures for Fantasy War games, either the old Warhammer Fantasy or the Ninth
Age. Lord of the Rings. Well, they look very Lords of the Ringy.
Yeah, I think they're made mainly in the with Ninth Age in mind to fill all that has been left by Game Workshop now that they don't no longer support square bases. I say that, and the models are on a round bases on the
yeah
in the displays. So you get a bunch of what they call plastic resin. So it's resin pieces. It's pretty resistant. They show some bending in it, and it doesn't affect the model. It doesn't break, and it spring back in place. You get a bunch of different styles. So you have spearmen, archers, and characters, and you can mix and match there because all pieces are made to work together from one kit to the other. And it goes on more more characters, more different pieces as they will unlock them.
All kinds of stuff. And they're very cool. I really like the way the archers are posed. They look like archers. They're not... I'm kind of jaded because all my fantasy archers that I painted that just look terrible. I played High Elves, right? So, like some of the oldest models in the range. It's horrible. Anyway. All right, so what do we got here? So they're looking for 4,000 euros. They're currently at 1,414 euros with 13 days left to go. So I don't know how long the Kickstarter was. Do you know when it launched?
Pretty recently. It launched 2 days ago.
Okay. So they're making good numbers. So if they hit their target, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on October 16th, 2017. And that is that. Antoine, thanks as always for doing all the research.
It was a really cool week. A lot of big, either bust or big big pieces.
This lots of pretty stuff.
I wish I had more time to paint and more money to buy stuff.
I hear you. All right, sir. So on that note, we'll sign off, and I will see you next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PR Filio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Geeky Voyage, a geek and pop culture blog that explores a variety of fandoms and many pop culture favorites from film, television, music, and various other topics, with liberal doses of humor, quirky musings, and heavy fangirling thrown in. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.